Now I let you sit down just for the sake of making you stand up. So if you are able, on your feet. Come on. Come on. Unless you're dead, up on your feet. Come on. Get up. Some of you are so reluctant. Okay. Now come on. Shake it down a little. Come on. Do it. Come on. Okay. Get yourselves wide awake. Somebody next to you sleeping, smack them right now. Okay. And then you can sit down again if you're awake. I'm not ever sure about this congregation. I'm telling you the truth. And on a dismal day like this one, when the sun is not shining, see, the reason I did that is because there can be no sleeping during the sermon this morning. Okay, and those of you who are going to be baptized should go get ready right now. Okay? Okay, so you can't sleep during this morning's sermon because if you do, you are going to be embarrassed. Not because your neighbors will know you are sleeping, but because Jesus said, don't be asleep. In the passage of Scripture that Paul read in your hearing this morning, Jesus said, stay awake. Well, actually, Jesus said, be ready for service. Now, I'm going to tell you a secret. If you are sleeping, you are sleeping. You are not ready to serve. Jesus said, be ready for service. And then he used an example to make his point. There was this group of servants, see, whose master had gone to his wedding banquet. Now, the weddings in biblical times are a little different than weddings today. There was no big church service, no big party where everybody came. There was a party, a reception, that was given at the home of the bride's parents, a dinner, a banquet. Okay? And the bridegroom would literally go to his in-law's home and eat the dinner. And then after dinner, take his bride home to his house. Got it? That's how it worked. So the master of this particular house had left his own house and gone to the wedding banquet at his in-law's house. And when the dinner was done, he was going to bring his bride home to his own house. Okay, got it? Now, nobody knew how long the supper would go on. And the whole idea was that the servants waiting at home needed to be ready when the master arrived with his new bride. Jesus said that the servants of this man's house should be dressed for service. They should have oil at hand to keep their lamps burning, and they should have their lamps burning. Already lit. He said, Jesus literally said, that the servants of the household should be ready to welcome their master and his new bride home regardless of the hour at which they arrived. The servants should not be asleep, even if it was late at night. They should be wide awake. They should be ready. At least smile. Now Jesus said, if the servants were ready when the master came, the master would be overjoyed with their behavior. In fact, said Jesus, that master would be so happy that they were awake and ready that he would sit them down at his own dining room table and wait on them himself. Literally speaking, the master of those servants would share the joy of the wedding feast with them by giving them a party at home at which he himself would serve them. And he would do it all because he found them ready for service when he returned. And their reward would be his pleasure. he saw them ready. And then Jesus re-illustrated his point. Do you know that re-illustrate is not a word, according to my computer? He re-illustrated. He told his disciples that if the owner of the house knew when the thief was coming, he would be ready. And then the house would be safe because the owner who was ready would defend it against the thief. Jesus said that like the owner of the house and like the servants of the master in the previous story, you must be ready. Got it? You must be ready. You must be ready, folks. Hear me now. Because the thief, Satan, prowls around like a hungry lion looking for whom he might destroy. And when you let your guard down and go to sleep, he rushes in to pounce on you in your weakness. But most of you don't believe that, do you? You really do not believe it. You think that you are so strong in yourself that you are safe. You think that you are so strong that Satan could not possibly get you. And you want to know what makes you weak? That arrogance. It is your arrogance that makes you weak. Because you think you are safe, you fall asleep and become vulnerable to the thief. He comes when you are asleep. You hear me? Therefore, you must be ready. You must be ready because you do not know the hour when the master is coming. There's an old hymn. Chorus goes, maybe morning, maybe noon, maybe evening, and maybe soon. But Jesus is coming again. The Master will return, and the great wedding banquet in the kingdom of God will begin. And we must live our lives so as to be ready, because we do not know the hour of the Master's return, do you? If you do, would you share it with the rest of us, please? And you know why he hasn't told us? Because if he told us, we'd take a nap until he got here. We need to be ready so that we can be invited into the joy of our Master, because we are ready to receive him when he comes. Jesus said to his disciples, stay awake. Be ready. But my favorite part, dear old Peter, one of my favorite disciples. Like so many of Jesus' disciples today, was confused by the Master's simple lesson. So he questioned Jesus. You never do that, do you? Okay, you never question Jesus, right? Not like Peter. You would never do that. But he questioned Jesus. Lord, he said, is this lesson specifically for us? Or is this a general lesson for anyone who might need to hear? Now, here's the deal. Peter thought that of all the people in the world, he and the rest of the disciples were certainly ready. Of all the people, they were After all, they knew that Jesus was the Messiah. They were dedicated to serving the Master. Surely, Peter thought, we're ready. He can't be talking to us. So this message had to be for everyone else because it could not be for him. It certainly was not for them. They were ready. And oh, my dear friends, be careful. Be careful whenever you think that the message which comes from Jesus is for them. Oh, be careful. Jesus looked at good old Peter. He looked him right in the eye. And he said, Peter, this message, buddy, is for the wise manager who the master has left in charge. Now, I just want you to understand who Peter thought was the wise manager the master had left in charge. Jesus got him. Jesus said, Peter, be careful. Do not fall asleep. Be prepared because I have left you in charge. And if I come, buddy, and I find you sleeping, oh, hear me now, you who would lead the church. Hear me now, those of you who would teach others. If I come and find you sleeping, I will be to you like the master who comes and finds his manager taking advantage of the power of his position by rejecting his duty. That master will cut that unfaithful manager to pieces and throw him out. So then Jesus said, today I have warned you, Peter, be ready. Do not fall asleep. Be ready. And friends, this message is not for the lost. It is for every person in this room who claims to know Jesus. We must not fall asleep. For in the moment of our sleep, the enemy will come and take advantage of us. The master will arrive and we will be unprepared. We cannot allow ourselves to become preoccupied with that which does not matter to our master. You hear me? The subject of our ministry should never be us. We must be ever ready to focus on the business of the Master, to go and make disciples of all men. We must be ready. But you say, how? How are we to keep ready, to stay awake, to be prepared? And I tell you, we must be, as Jesus said, dressed. We must clothe ourselves in the armor of the Lord. Ephesians chapter 6, if you don't know where to find it. No PJs. Because it's not nap time. No flip-flops because we ain't at the beach. We are to be dressed for the Lord's business, ready to do what our God has called us to do, our minds made up to do the will of the Father, no matter what it cost or how badly it may hurt. We are to be dressed. And we are to have oil for our lamps. And that oil, my friends, is the Word of God. It is the Holy Bible. It must be in our minds and in our hearts and on our lips. It must be the guide for the way we live our lives, and its principles must determine our every behavior and our every breath. We must seek to allow the Word of God to be our light and to permeate our very being. We must read it. We must study it. We must love it. We must know it. And we must live it. For it is the oil which keeps us burning. And our lamps must be lit. We must be faithful to our calling. We must be ready to put everything else behind us in season and out of season. We must feel it when it is good and even when it hurts. We must be ready to push on to the high calling that Jesus Christ has placed on our lives, whether it bring us joy or sorrow, knowing that He alone will bring to completion the good thing He started in us before He comes, and that after His coming, if we have been faithful in our wider wake, He will say to us, enter into the joy of your Master. Oh, today, my brothers and sisters, we need to shake off our lethargy. We need to get our minds awake, and we need to stay awake. We need to be prepared that when He comes, He will say to us, come, enter the joy of your Master. Amen.